You only heard a single word he said. Just in time, Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab. Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The VA loan program is one of the best benefits of being in the military. It shouldn't have to be a difficult process to go through. A lot of people shy away from a VA loan because they've heard the horror stories that people have gone through trying to refinance or buy a home. At Hero.Loan, we do all the VA-required paperwork for you and can close your VA mortgage in as little as 14 days. And we'll even pay for the appraisal. For all your VA mortgage needs, apply online today at Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving. And the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports steaks to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the Hill.
Kick off the holiday season at Aeropostale this Black Friday with Can't Beat Promotions. Entire store is 60 to 70% off, plus doorbusters through Monday, November 27th. Check out their campaign starring Sabrina Carpenter. Shop now at an Aeropostale store near you or at Aeropostale.com.
chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
milk out of my nose.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the November 21st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Those are two real people with Stifel Nicolaus, Stifel, member SIPC-NYSE. They are financial advisors. And you people who think that, well, the only people who need financial advisors are really rich people, are you mistaken? How about maybe that's one way you might become wealthy is with good financial advice. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
The control board is operated by... You're still a young man. A young man. What did you say? You're 32?
I'm 33 now.
When were you... November 6th was your birthday.
Hey, good memory.
As he said, he's 33. He's from Birmingham, England. He's the closest thing we'll ever see to royalty. Yep. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to my mom and dad.
There you go. We're going around the room counterclockwise, which means next up would be Bill Cleveland, man on the road. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone, and also to Trevor's parents. Hello.
Aw, I hear that.
That was nice.
Bill, we'll have a segment for you momentarily. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
I'd like to mention again, Dan, your new email address, because being a team player, we're trying to make it easy for everybody to get in touch with us. Mine is frankopinion@yahoo.com. Tim has jumped on board. You did first. Tell him yours, Dan.
DanStrauss@yahoo.com.
Wow. Could that be easier? No. I don't think so. DanStrauss@yahoo.com. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel, where you can get a second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stifel is a member at SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Also a team player, also the newsman, but wait, he's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
He's so much more. No, stop it. It's already not good enough. No, it's not good enough for this show.
I'm sorry.
Should know by now, this is a show of perfection. Stop it. This is a show of perfection, and the only acceptable outcome out of any speakers is perfection.
I have no excuse.
We're going to edit that out.
Sure.
They'll never hear it. And we're going to do it again. Okay?
Okay.
Also a team player and our newsman. But wait, he's so much more. Almost. He's a private investigator. His name is Tim... Wow, I hardly hear myself that so loud. His name is Tim Woodburn. And you never... Oh, we've been through this before. You never cut it off. Just like that.
I didn't. It just ends, Frank. There is an end to this, you know? And that was it. I didn't fade it out. I'm just saying.
I wish I got as big a kick out of mistakes as Dan does.
You know, if you go when he says, and there's so much more, right when he's saying and,
just
start hitting it.
You want to try it again?
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. He's a team player and he's our newsman. But he's so much more. See there?
Right there.
He's Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
I want to say hi to an AM and the PM listener who hired me as a private investigator after hearing me on the show. It's a guy named Mike Foley. He's a guy that sued somebody who took a bunch of money from him. And then didn't show up to do the work.
Ah.
So he hired the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office to find this guy. They couldn't. He hired another private investigator to find the guy. They couldn't. He hired me to found him in one day.
Yeah.
Wow. One day and got him served on the same day.
Now, what firm do you work for?
Gateway Investigations. And this guy says you'll remember him, Frank, because he says that you once gave him an award for having the gayest shirt during a dinner for a group.
That would sound like something I might have done.
And he said,
was on one of our trips.
And he said Dan would remember him because he went to a casino and hit a slot on his first hole for $180.
Oh, so I do remember him.
So that's the guy. So anyway.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, thanks. Glad we were able to serve you. Gateway Investigations is my firm, and if you want to talk about that, my new email at the suggestion of Frank, Tim Woodburn 590 at yahoo.com.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hot.
Tim Woodburn, just like wood burn, burning wood. Tim Woodburn 590 at yahoo.com.
That's it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, Larry Connors is up next.
Specially designated for the AM and the PM listener.
Dan, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said Larry Connors is up next.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because the introductions have taken
half an hour.
We're all taking too much time?
No, no.
No, you absolutely are.
No.
Like, this Playhouse intro is taking far too long.
It's been on a half hour.
It's way too long. It just gets longer and longer every day.
You know what's making it take even longer?
Me.
You, Limey, talking about how it's taking too long.
Very uncomfortable to be in here.
He be Jimenez, it is. And even for me, he be Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Still missing, and we don't know where he is. The man who is famous for saying this.
Jeez.
Oh, boy, that was painful to even hear that. Give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. Thank you, Bruce. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. If you have $25,000 or more, good for you. What are you going to do with it? Whether it's the minimum, the 25 or 50 or 100 or a million, what are you doing with it? Where do you have it? Where'd you put it? Would you like some advice? A smart answer would be sure. Or the answer could be, well, I have advice. I have an advisor. Well, then, a smart answer to this question, when I say, what about a second opinion, would be, sure, why not? What can it hurt? And that's true. What could it hurt? From a couple of people who do this for a living, and just maybe they'll have a suggestion or two that your current advisor didn't share with you. And if they don't, it was a free meeting, and you got to meet a couple of really nice guys, and that's it. You go on your merry way. They're Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are with Stifel Nicolaus. And they will meet with you if you have $25,000 or more, and it will be complimentary, but you will set up the meeting. Then I got another one of these things yesterday in the mail to come to a dinner, complimentary dinner for me and my wife. And it's nothing more than a sales pitch seminar from somebody that wants to, you know, get your business and invest your money for you. And that's fine, except I don't choose people that way. I usually decide to go with people on the advice of somebody that I trust, and I hope you trust this show enough after all these years to know we're never going to send you anywhere where we wouldn't do business ourselves. I do business with Mark and Jason. Quite a bit of business. So it's an invitation. It's not a command. I'm just inviting you to set up a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason. Their website, I know you know because you hear it every day. Dan just shared it with you. MarkandJason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
He goes all over the place. All over the country. Sees a lot of windows. A lot of those windows are Window World. And Window World sponsors built. Now that sounds very loud today. Maybe it's just me.
I said the same thing.
That's much better.
I don't know why.
Window World. Look, Limey has only been doing this for a week. Oh, wait, no, 3 months. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and that's perfect because this guy goes all over. The next thing you know, he's going to run out of places. He's going to head overseas, and we'll lose him to Asia, Europe, or whatever. I hope not. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com, proudly presents Bill Cleveland.
Thank you so much. All righty. Good to be here.
There used to be a TV commercial years ago for Calgon bath bubble bath. It said, Calgon, take me away. Mm-hmm. And it was this woman, and she was in this luxurious bath. And the point was, she'd get in that bubble bath, and she was transported to another place. So take us somewhere.
Well, before I do that, with your blessing, of course, now you remember last week.
Your book's burned
3,000 copies. I know, horrible. Of my book, 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. All went up in flames.
How much
big
is that?
Warehouse
how much is
fire.
That book? What do you sell that book
it
for?
It is $18 plus tax.
Are you kidding
so,
me?
So, yes, Christmas is going to be a little rougher around the Cleveland house
minute.
This year. Yeah.
3,000 times $18.
Yes, sir.
All right, hang on. Hold on.
We need some.
3,000 times 18. Carry the 4. And you carry the subtract.
It's like $332,000.
$332,000.
Yep, you all down the drain.
That Bill Cleveland will never see.
Happy holidays.
The good news is, or some good news, I've come up with, I have 15 copies left.
So, and, are they singed?
No, they're not on fire.
Are they black?
No, but they're each $2,200.
Let the bidding begin.
They're very expensive.
If you'd like a copy for the holidays, jump on it now. I've only got 15 left, and I'd be happy to give them to you. Go to billontheroad.com. And hopefully they'll go fast.
This is the saddest thing ever.
It's so bad I want to buy all 15 right now.
This is a brilliant sales ploy. You caught the building on fire. You burned your own books so that you'd be able to say there are only 15 copies in existence. Mm-hmm. This is brilliant.
I'm going to run this scam for the next 3 years. No, seriously, that's it. So if you want to get one, I'd like to have your money. Okay, so here we go. Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. The number one destination for travelers over...
You get $18 for
no,
that
No, I
book?
Do not get $18. Oh. That's my cut is significantly less than that.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. That is the cost. Go ahead. You're really doing the math over here.
I'm proud of you.
He gets $1.
$18. I'm proud of you. No,
I get like half of that.
You should.
Yeah. Unless you buy it on Amazon, those weasels, you only get like $1 a book. That's every author.
Really?
Just throwing that out there.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. Except Amazon is
Amazon,
worldwide.
Barnes & Noble, think those online entities.
And who cares if you only get $1 if you sell a million?
Well, but I'm not selling a million.
Yeah, you will.
Sell 15, Frank.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. 15.
Yeah, 15. All right. So the number one destination for travelers over Thanksgiving, according to rental property information. What do you think that is?
The number one destination in this country?
For Thanksgiving, yes, in the United States, based on rental so people who are going and they are... buying or renting, I should say, properties for
Colorado.
Thanksgiving holiday.
Here's what's
not
interesting
Colorado.
About this to me. When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of destinations as relatives' house, wherever
Correct.
Your grandmother lives. So these
would be people that probably are not going to be with their
they're
relatives.
They're actually using it for vacation.
Exactly. They're taking the family somewhere.
Tim Woodburn says Colorado. Dan?
That is incorrect.
I'll say Destin, Florida.
That is incorrect.
Well, Destin has the word Destin.
That is true.
Destination has the name Destin in it.
Very
so what do you think, Lime? Limestone?
Branson?
Not Branson.
Branson?
That's your guess.
I'm going to say London, England.
No, in the United States.
Oh, in the United States. Vegas.
No. Orlando, Florida.
Whoa. Okay, because it's cold here.
Oh. Orlando, Florida.
And it's still warm enough there because Orlando does get cold if you wait to go in February.
But not. I mean, it's still
but it'll
50s
get in the
and 40s. 60s. It's pretty decent 40s. Weather.
There were 2 years in a row that we went to Orlando.
You just said there were 2 years in a row, like Billy or something.
Oh. Yeah. There were 2 years in a row that we went to Orlando, Florida, for Disney World.
That's a good story.
That is the best time to go to Disney World.
Amazing over Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, over Thanksgiving holiday, because right after Thanksgiving holiday is when the Christmas rush starts.
Okay, but if he just said it's the number one destination, how can it be a good time to go? It sounds to me like everybody's going there.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad when we were there. But this was, Alyssa was, my daughter was.
Now Larry Connors really is coming up in a couple minutes.
All right. All right, Larry Connors is in studio.
So.
actually started the show with his mic off. He's talking right now.
So, Dan goes to Disney. So here are some things that you might want to do outside of Disney. Just a few examples or a few things you could do. Because most people, when you think Orlando, that's all you think of. Disney and maybe the Universal theme park. So. Kennedy Space Center. This is a place that I have never gone, but I would like to go. Has anyone been to the Kennedy Space Center?
No.
I have not.
Yeah.
No.
I've never been to Florida.
But I saw a...
Wait a minute. You've never been to the state of Florida?
Nope.
Wow. I hated Orlando when I was there. It's landlocked, and it rains there every day. It rains there at 5 o'clock.
Okay. So
the last time we were there, though, we got to see a satellite launch. They launched a rocket with a satellite on it.
And now Larry Connors.
Kennedy.
All right. There's a place called Gatorland. This I have been there. This to me it may be one of the top three creepiest places I have ever been in any of my travels. It's essentially 110 acres
a theme park, sort of, dedicated to alligators.
How many acres?
And they are cool. Everywhere. It's 110 acres.
And you get to watch them get fed.
One of the things you can do is you can zip line over a swamp of alligators.
I would do that.
I would not. I would do that. I was out of there in 10 minutes. It's horrible. All right, a couple more. Orlando balloon rides. I've done this also. So you go and you are part of a pretty decent sized group and you help set up and put together the hot air balloon. The baskets are huge. They hold 16 people in these hot air balloons.
That's exactly the size of the one, I think it was 2 years ago, that killed all. Remember that?
The guy was from St. Louis.
And killed all
16 people.
The pilot.
Yeah.
And they,
big basket.
They're huge. And so there were about 15 of them at a time. But you go early. And you launch before sunrise, so you see the sun coming up.
Have you done it?
Yes. Yeah. In Orlando, I've done this particular experience. It's really neat. All right, the last one that I will mention, because I am a huge fan of miniature golf. Maybe because I can't out real golf. I can't even actually figure out miniature golf. There's a place in Orlando, just outside of Orlando. Actually, they have a few places, but it's called Congo River Adventure Golf. It won the 2016 TripAdvisor Hall of Fame Award.
Ooh.
Voted best miniature golf in the entire state of Florida. And you know there's a lot of miniature golf there. I can't explain all of it, but they have a lot of things going on at one time while you're out there playing miniature golf. The aesthetics are amazing. Lots of cool stuff to look at while you're playing miniature golf. And I thought this was neat, too. And I think this is really cool in general. How times have changed. Remember, I think the worst part about playing miniature golf is keeping score with that tiny little pencil. Mm-hmm. And somebody always has to. There's an app for that now. So they have like their own particular app you download. You do it all on your phone. Makes it a little bit easier. So if you want some more information on this or anything else travel-wise, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States.
And I just had two people buy a book. Sorry to
interrupt. Really? 13 left.
More at windowworldstlouis.com. Larry Connors, whose show started 10 minutes ago. here's some of the things we'll be talking about tonight. Chicago murder rate just passed 600 this year. This is the city with the toughest gun laws in the United States, and Larry says thugs love gun laws, and there's proof of that. You'll have an expert on hospital-acquired infections. Over 200 people every day die from those. There's a major network that has a Thanksgiving commercial that features a convicted sex offender. Larry will tell you what that's all about. And some new pictures of Al Franken groping a woman who, according to her, liked it. And that's a different twist, according to her. And a major news magazine is comparing President Trump to Charles Manson. That's pretty ridiculous. So Larry Connors, always a lot to talk about and a terrific show. And please feel free to call Larry at 855-282-TALK. Does anybody know what a Hatchimal is? That apparently that's a big thing for Christmas. What is that?
It's Hatchimal. This new toy that comes in this fake egg, basically, and it's on a timer, and it can only do it once. It breaks out of the egg, and then you have this little cuddly toy, the thing that you can play with.
That's not new, though, is it?
No, it was out last year as well, and it was huge. Well, and what I'm they're guessing saying it's again it's still this year.
The big thing this year is the Hatchimals. And we're out of time. I'll take time to do this. This will be the first year in over 30 years that this couple, Lee and Patricia Sapanik, in Arcadia, Arizona, it's a suburb of Phoenix, for over 30 years, these are people who had one of those beyond extravagant Christmas displays in their yards with 250,000 lights. And all computer, you've seen this kind of stuff where it was the attraction for like people from 100 miles away would come. This is the first year they're not going to do it because like too many things, a few people started complaining about traffic and, they're not going to do it. They're not going to put up with it anymore because they had to fight City Hall. They check this out to put this display up at their house. The Sapanics, Lee and Patricia, would spend for 30 years, they've spent 9 to 10 hours a day for 3 months. They start in October. Early October, late September, and start putting this stuff together.
And I mean, there were tour buses that would come. And so he just said, you know what? It cost about 10 grand to do it every year. And between this person, it ain't got any traffic in the neighborhood. And neighbor, they just said, screw it. We just won't do it. And now there are people all upset that they're not doing it. So good. Maybe they'll make a big enough stink and they'll be able to do it again. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There was a house out by me years ago. We first moved out there, and it was not even maybe 2 miles from me. And somebody told us about it, so I went out there and took the kids. It was kind of, it was a much smaller version, but they had animated stuff. So I worked with Dan at Kix at the time. It was a country station. I went on the air and I said, "What a wonderful display!" And the couple would take you on a tour through their yard and explain what everything was, and they had refreshments. And so I talk about it. The guy calls the radio station and says he demands to speak with me. So after the show, I call him. This guy ripped me apart. "Who the hell do you think you are?" And he says, "Now we got more people." It was like right after I did it. Then he said, "We can't handle all these GD people." He says, "What the hell do you think you've done here?" And he stopped doing it. Wow. Because so many people came. Isn't that why people
right.
do it?
Yeah.
So people will come. Oh, he was mad, man.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to figure out what you look like. If you ever try to come back again, I'm going to let you come in with your damn kids. He says, after what you've done. And then like a year too late, he just quit doing it because the traffic was. Oh, yeah. He was right out. I can tell you the road, but I'm not going to. No kidding. He stopped doing it. All right. So, there's a bunch of bikers, motorcycle gang members, and they're riding out in the country, and they see a girl, a beautiful girl, getting ready to jump off a bridge. It's obvious she's on the outer, whatever that ironwork is, and you can just tell she's staring down, contemplating. She's getting ready to jump. So the leader of this Hell's Angels type group, the really big, burly guy, gets off his bike, walks up on the bridge along the outer edge and says, "Hey, sweetheart, what are you doing?" She says, "I'm going to kill myself." And he says, "Well, you're a good-looking chick." She goes, "I'm going to kill myself." He says, "Well, how about before you do that, you give old Brad here big old deep wet sloppy kiss." So she says, "Okay." And I mean, the tongues are darting in and out and the saliva. This is the sloppiest. Well, this is the greatest kiss. It lasts like a minute. And when they're finished, this big, hairy, burly biker, he says, "Whoo, baby. Let me tell you something, honey. That's some kissing. You got some real talent. Let me tell you something. It's a waste of a life, you jumping off this bridge. You can be famous just because of the way you kiss. I'm not kidding. Why would you kill yourself?" She says, "Because my parents don't like me dressing up like a girl."
All right, let's check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Aeropostale. Accident southbound 270 past Ledoux. Westbound 70, some delays between 370 and 79. Accident cleared eastbound 64 between Mason and 270. Bumper to bumper westbound 64 Compton to Big Bend. He had earlier accident southbound 55 at Weber and at Union. They've both been cleared. Accident westbound 44 at Bowles and southbound 141 at Old 141. Kick off the holiday season at Aeropostale this Black Friday with Can't Beat Promotions. Entire store 60 to 70% off, plus doorbusters through Monday, November 27th. Check out their campaign starring Sabrina Carpenter. Shop now at an Aeropostale store near you or at Aeropostale.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting Hero.Loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face-to-face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let's go. Let's go to Southern California and see what Mike Evans is up to. See what he wants to tell us about that we may not know. You need to know that's made possible by Annie Gunn's restaurant. They're only closed on Monday. Open every day for lunch and dinner, but Monday. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. Same thing. Closed only on Monday. And if you've never been, if you want to hit them both at once, I would. Go have dinner, lunch, and then walk right over to the Smokehouse. It will not be the last time you go, I'll tell you that. You will. It'll be a planned second, third, fourth, fifth destination. You'll go back. But when you find something that great, you do it over and over and over as much as you can. Also, gift cards. Great idea. They sell them all year. They sell thousands of them. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Now present Mike Evans.
Guess what I'm talking about? Guess what I've been trying to tell you?
And the accusations just keep on coming.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow, this is becoming strange.
You know what's strange is when you think back about Monica Lewinsky in the blue dress and they let him stay as president.
Yeah, I know. None of it.
You can't get more. I don't know.
No, but somebody the other day, one of the more liberal news people said, "Well, he has paid a price for that." Really? What was the price?
Yeah.
What was the price he paid?
Probably the $120 million they got for the uranium.
Ah, that's the price thing. No, that's money received.
No, that's right. pop quiz question, the theme, celebrities who went. Today, name the name of the celebrity who went to jail. Sonny Bono, Nick Cage, Jerry Springer, Don Knotts. Answer in just a minute. Bah, humbug department. What's up with Macy's in New York? You have to phone in a reservation for your kid to sit on Santa's lap, and there's a $25 charge.
No, that's wrong.
Really?
That's
wrong.
What's Santa's cut?
Oh.
It's just unbelievable.
No, that's ridiculous.
Wine Sleaze and Kevin Spacey are back at Meadow Rehab this weekend. It's a center where they treat all kinds of addictions. Others who have spent time at Meadows, Elton John, Kate Moss, Ellen Pearson, Selena Gomez.
Whoa! What was that sound?
Well, what the hell was that?
That was Homer Simpson.
Are you trying to ruin my report? Yeah. Hey, Limey. Slimey. Oh, hey, boy. Slimey. Are you trying to ruin my report?
That was a slip of the finger, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's a slip of the finger right here. You got it?
Oh, boy. Wow. You done? Carry on.
Wow. Turn his mic off, Limey.
Man.
Anyway.
No.
Elton John, Kate Moss, Elle McPherson. Kate Moss, she's a skank.
I would still do that. So.
Well, you'd probably do Sonny Bono if he was alive, too.
Limey, your mother's listening.
Who's yeah. Okay, hey, Slimey, are you ready?
Call me Slimey one more time, Mike, Selena and I'm Gomez. Hanging up on you.
He doesn't like the slime thing. You got to back
Slimey.
No, he doesn't like
okay.
that. He didn't like that. Go ahead.
He hung up on him.
A member of the royal family.
Oh,
and
sorry, Mike.
And other athletes and stars. What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. He cut you off.
Go ahead. We lost you there for a second, buddy. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Go ahead. Limestone doesn't understand how this works yet.
Apparently not. I've been here 20 years, and he's been here 6 months, and he's pulls his penis out on us.
Well, he didn't do that.
Well, he's...
No. He's not Louis C.K. Well.
I'm confused. It was Colin Kaepernick who started this whole thing kneeling during the national anthem. He's a 30-year-old college flunk out who brags that he's never voted and tells everybody where he speaks not to vote. And he was named Man of the Year by GQ Magazine. Man of the Year at GQ Magazine. According to the World Census of Stockholm, there are 7,530,103,737 people on Earth. And Kaepernick is the Man of the Year? I don't get it.
No, we're not supposed to get it.
Mm-mm.
And what about People Magazine saying Blake Shelton is the sexiest man on Earth?
My wife will tell you that's correct. She
really?
Oh, yeah. Women love that guy.
Wow. Mm. Odds and ends, most folks who have been around Brad and Angelina kids say that they are loud, obnoxious, and spoiled. Maybe they need a little father figuring in their life. Like Brad has said time and time again, well, before Angelina left him, claiming that Brad was too strict on the kids. I don't know that Angelina Jolie is that great a mother figure. I just don't think she is.
We'll never know.
Well, I'd love her to be my mother. As rich as she is, I'd take her as my mother.
You just want a nurse on her.
Oh, yeah. Good yeah. Grief. Well,
whatever. When in Rome.
I don't blame you for that. I don't blame you. Johnny Depp wants to change his image, get away from the Disney pictures and the Jack Sparrow, says, quote, "I want to do evil, shocking, raw stuff," end quote.
Okay, well, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, do something. Maid of honor at Serena Williams' wedding, Beyonce, and Eva LaGoria. Yeah, I think Eva LaGoria is gorgeous.
What happened to her sister? Her sister doesn't get in the wedding party?
I don't know. Venus should have been there.
Zsa Zsa LaGoria?
The picture of the...
No, that was actually
what?
Funny. He said her sister, and he said Zsa Zsa LaGoria, like that. Eva Gabor, Eva, forget it. It's only...
I get
Dan,
it. Who
Dan,
said that?
For Dan, it was funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I like that, Dan. Good one.
Zsa LaGoria.
That's pretty good. Leonardo DiCaprio couldn't afford $450 million for a Da Vinci painting. But now he's eyeing to buy part of the New York Mets baseball team.
Are you kidding me that a painting costs $450 million?
Yeah, it just sold. Just sold the Da Vinci
painting.
That,
to me, is...
Wow. Where do you put that painting?
That's beyond ridiculous.
What's your bathroom?
What
room does
that
go in?
What if you were hanging it up and you tripped and you put the nail through the middle of the picture?
Oh, man, I hate it when that happens.
Got in a wreck on the way home and you bent it.
That, to me, is absolutely insane.
You put it in, your dog walks by before you hang it up and pees on it. I mean,
oh, boy.
It's just not good.
No.
New York Post headline, Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Hold on.
She's going to
thank you.
Oh, mama.
Appeared at a holiday party wearing a complete see-through outfit.
Nice. Really?
Now, that's Blake Shelton.
She's just a girl.
New York Post headline screamed, Gwen brings holiday cheer.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Huh?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Cheer?
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be reviewing movies that are coming out. And I don't think I've ever done this, Frank. And we've been together over 20 years. I have three movies I'm reviewing, and all three have 4 stars.
All right. We're looking forward to that.
And finally. And you know what? Hey, Slimy.
No, don't call him.
I forgive you.
Seriously, don't call him.
Slimy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
I forgive. I forgive you. I was a slip of the tongue.
He forgives you for him calling you Slimy.
Yeah. Yeah. He forgives you for not liking
him. I forgive him for the earlier report when he was mean to me. Very mean to me.
Oh, God. Yeah,
apologies, right. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, he was mean to me.
Well, you know what?
I
think we should be really good friends.
Oh, this is a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment.
I agree. Limestone, do you agree?
Absolutely.
They should have a kiss on the bridge like your bottom of the hour joke.
You make a lot of gay references.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think
you're curious.
Who was that? Was that Dan? Who said that?
That was Tim.
This is the ugliest show we've ever had.
It is.
The meanest, ugliest show we've ever had.
I'm just making friends with the Limey. I don't think that's mean and ugly.
No. And finally,
name the name of the celebrity who went to jail. Sonny Bono, Nick Cage, Jerry Springer, Don Knotts.
Except for Don Knotts, they all sound like they
Could have gone to jail. Yeah.
Limestone, you can go first.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Dan?
I'm going to throw Don Knotts in there.
Nip it, nip it, nip it, nip it.
You know, Jerry Springer once used to be the mayor of Cincinnati, and I think he got knocked out because he wrote a check to a prostitute. So I'm going to go ahead and say Springer.
I will also say Springer.
Yeah.
Went to jail for tax evasion, Nick Cage.
Oh. Wow.
I'm Mike Evans. Have a great day.
All right. Now, before we carry on, what was that?
Jerry Springer used to be a politician. He was a TV news anchor.
He was a mayor.
And then he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Right.
And then he got shamefully... The whole Jerry Springer show started because his career went to shambles because he not only visited a prostitute, he wrote her a check with his name on it.
And so she has a check with the mayor's name printed on it.
And the memo line, it said... Well, I can't say what it said in the memo line, but you can use your imagination.
He had to be on something and out of his mind to do that.
So no, that... So he had his career shot. So it's like, well, let's go ahead and start this ridiculous show because that's about all I got left.
Yeah, and by the way, his career shot until it wasn't, and he was even bigger and more famous and richer after
that. Yeah, right.
Sometimes people do things that you think, well, that's it for most people, but not Hugh Grant, not Eddie Murphy. Remember the Eddie Murphy
prostitute? Transvestite.
Transvestite. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't end their careers. Yet, Michael Richards, Kramer, can have one outburst on stage, and he's history.
Yep.
So you just wonder how that works. It's all politics. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Please don't forget about gift cards. They sell thousands every year. It's a great idea. Here's another great idea. Had dinner last night with Thompson Price. I call him Tom and his wife, and we had a really nice dinner at an unnamed place because they don't advertise here. And we don't talk about, you know, kitchen remodel. We mention it a little bit because his company did remodel our kitchen about 20, 21 years ago. Now, every year about this time we talk about this. The kitchen gets a lot of attention. And women, whether you admit it or not, you go and you blab to your girlfriends and you gossip about, you know, Margaret's kitchen. I just cannot believe that her husband hasn't redone that kitchen for her. She's such a good cook. She should have something better than that horrible kitchen. Or you talk about how, well, she doesn't deserve a kitchen like that. She never even cooks. They always get carry out and they go out to eat all the time. Why does she deserve it? Women like gossip. They do. They like it. And especially the mother-in-law. Whew! You talk about critical. If you are the woman who married her son, you can't do anything right unless you have Thompson Price remodel your kitchen. I have a better idea, gentlemen. Why don't you have Thompson Price and his people remodel your mother-in-law's kitchen? You're in for life. You're locked in then. She'll love you forever. If you are to the point where you know this is the last year that you're going to be able to live with that horrible kitchen. You love the house, but you hate the kitchen or the master bath or another bath. This is the end. This is it. Go ahead and talk to them now. Get them lined up. Let them come out, take some measurements, give you an idea of what they can do with that kitchen to make that house one you're not going to want to get rid of for a long time, because there's no other house that exists that has that kitchen in it, because that kitchen was built specifically for you. And there's not another one exactly like it in the world. They can do it. They can do great things, and they have one goal, for the end result to be perfection. We don't care how many companies you talk to. Talk to 50 of them if you want to. Just make sure one of them has the name Price in it. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, showroom, in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. ThompsonPrice.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVay here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you sick and tired of these other banks and mortgage companies taking 120 days to close your VA loan? At Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. We also do 100% cash out refinance. You can buy a home and bring nothing to closing. And the best part, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and we'll come meet with you at your home, office, or even on base to get the loan process started. Apply online today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
I know what that music means. I have time to say this. Thank a police officer every chance you get. I did it twice today. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.